It's a miracle.
And Ivy, and you are listening to Black, Broke and Brilliant.
Coming up on today's episode, we'll be discussing US politics from insurrection, impeachment to inauguration. So let's get into it.
So before we get into the episode, today we are joined by a very special guest, Daisy from Daisy's Diary Podcast. So for a quick bit of context, we did our very first collab with Daisy on her pod all the way back in July, which was so fun. So go check it out if you haven't already. And we just thought, you know what better time to have her feature on Black, Broke and Brilliant than when we're discussing the mess that is US politics.
So Daisy, tell us about yourself, your podcast, where everyone can find you.
Hello, guys. Thanks so much for having me on your podcast, Black, Broke and Brilliant. I appreciate it. And you guys can find me on Instagram at Daisy's Diary Podcast and on Twitter at Daisy's Diary Pod 1. My podcast is a little bit more of a diary style podcast, audio journal that talks about personal and taboo topics in a real and authentic way. Like the first one season to two seasons, there's pretty much going to be sex episodes and hilarious host stories. So if you like to hear about other people being hoes and laugh, hop on over and say hey.
Love that.
Your podcast is incredible. It's just like the epitome of no filter. So go check it out, guys.
Thanks.
And yeah, so before we get into the drama and the madness that is Trump's impeachment and the inauguration, we have to discuss what happened at Capitol Hill, because on the 6th of January, not even a week into 2021, this madness happened. So just to sum up, so Congress met to certify the election results, and Trump held a rally at the exact same time where he delivered a speech that essentially incited a riot.
The kind of things he said was like, we will not let them silence your voices. They will have an illegitimate president. We can't let that happen. It's time somebody did something about it. He said that to a rally of people, and then they went and stormed the Capitol.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. He chose those words perfectly, and then it led to crowds of Trump supporters and right-wing extremists basically breaking in and rioting throughout the US Capitol in an attempt to overturn his defeat in the 2020 election. It was a madness. And for anyone who doesn't know, Capitol Hill is where Congress, the Supreme Court, and other really important political buildings are situated. So this was basically terrorism, for want of a better word.
Oh yeah,
it literally was like domestic terrorism. There was rioting, vandalism, looting, assault. They had those things that you used to like bind people's hands. Apparently loads of people had that, so it seemed as if they were going to take hostages. There was like shooting, I think like a couple people died, and just they literally like ransacked offices. I don't know if you guys saw the picture of that guy who was like sat in Nancy Pelosi, who's like the Speaker of the House, sat in her office, like went through her papers, had her letter, and was fully just like taking pictures, posting them on social media. But the riot led to an evacuation and a lockdown of Capitol. As I mentioned, 5 deaths. One of them was a police officer, and 4 of them were like rioters. Daisy, like where were you when all of this was going on? Like, where were you when you realized like this was happening?
Honestly, I was sitting in my bed with my bowl, just hanging out with my dogs. And then I turned on Twitter, or turned it on, was scrolling on Twitter, and I essentially saw like, oh, there's riots outside of Capitol Hill. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, that was expected. Like, we all knew something like that was going to happen. We knew Trump wasn't going to go down without a fight, because after Twitter banned him, he's been shitty. He's been so fucking shitty. So he had to do something. So pretty much, like, I was just, like, chilling at home, like, okay, well, something's going to happen. We know he's going to pardon all these people, but what's actually going to happen if they certify the election? It was really bad. Like, I don't know how much on your end you guys, like, heard about, like, the stuff that the rioters were doing, and I don't know how much of it is actually confirmed, but, like, people were like smearing poop. They were like stealing things, taking photos, being idiots, but also like chanting like hang Mike Pence. Like, how are you chanting that and saying you're pro-Trump? Like, it's wild.
Yeah, like I was kind of watching it as it was unfolding, and you know when you're just like, I can't, my eyes don't understand what they're witnessing right now. Like, this cannot possibly be happening, because it's one thing to protest or it's one thing to riot, but it's another thing to actually get inside the Capitol building and be able to vandalize it. Like, to even get that far is insane. Like, it's crazy.
I remember seeing, like, I think a news notification came up on my phone and it was like, shots have been fired at the Capitol, or like something of the storming of the Capitol building. And I was like, wait, this can't be true. It's like, it's literally the equivalent of like the Houses of Parliament. I was like, this is a really secure building. Like, surely I'm misreading this. And then I looked at the article and was like, shots have been fired. People are storming into the Capitol building. There's rioters. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? Like, that was literally my reaction. I was just like, how is this possible?
It's almost like, it is so, you would think that it would have been protected, but did you see how easy it was for them to like break down the windows? Can we talk about why? Like, yeah, why don't they have bulletproof windows? Like, what the fuck? Like, what is my money going to? Why, how am I paying so much taxes? And like, you guys come here, you know that as political figures, people want to kill you all the time. Like, that's just like regular, degular. Like, it's been politics since politics started. So why was it so easy? Where were the cops? Like, you guys had army cops walking down the middle of the highway when BLM was going on. Like, it just doesn't correlate. It doesn't make sense. So, yeah, it was, America looks amazing, right? The land of the free, home of the brave.
Bro, they said, we're so free and pro-liberty here. Just waltz on right into the Capitol building, you know, where we're having a session and where the official election results are. But you know how you were saying, like, I don't understand how it was so easy for them to get in. I've seen videos of literally, like, the police officers outside just, like, opening the barricades and just, like, letting them in. Like, come on in. Come on. Everyone's welcome. Come on in, guys. Friends, cohorts, buddies.
Yeah, they said it was like an inside job. It was like people were working on the inside. Even like National Guard people have gotten caught for like inside stuff or stuff on their social media promoting like super right-winged or like racist shit, for lack of a better word. People say right-wing. Let's just call it what it is and just say really racist. Like,
bro, it was essentially, it was like a plotted terrorist attack, because if the people on the inside who are supposed to be protecting, you know, the building and the congressmen and women in there and congress people, and they're saying, do you know what, come on in, do you know what, just that, yeah, we're all in this together, they're the same. And then you're posting all of this racist militant crap on your social media, but you're also working in the Capitol building, which is supposed to be like a really secure place. It's not making sense. It's not adding up.
And it's mad that like a couple of days after, they were saying like so many of the rioters were off duty police officers. I'm like, are we really surprised by this? Like, are we really surprised?
And then on top of that, like, not even are we surprised that they were cops, and are we surprised that the cops were letting them in? Like, no. But at the same time, like, are we surprised that they got mad that they got caught at the airport when they were on the no-fly list?
Oh my God, that video gave me life. Gave me so much life. How are they fully kicking off?
It's so funny.
The audacity of it to be like, I have just stormed the Capitol building, started an insurrection, essentially domestic terrorism, let's call it what it is, and then, you know, feeling as if it is your right to be able to fly back to wherever you came from. In a pandemic, you said, nah, let me go all the way to DC to riot on the congressmen and women up in this Capitol, and then, yeah, let me fly. Wait, me on a flight list? How dare you? Why? What did I do?
Yeah.
Do you know what my favorite thing about the whole situation was, when these white supremacists would go on the news and give their full government name after storming the Capitol. Like, that's how untouchable they thought they were. They would literally give their full name on the news. Like, how dumb do you have to be?
I don't even know how dumb you have to be to show your face. Like, you knew that these pictures were going to be plastered all over the news. You know that people don't always have the same opinions as you. And you know that Trump is the most hated president. I would kind of say person alive, like, in the world. Like, everyone pretty much hates Trump. So what made you think that your aunt from Venezuela wouldn't be like, That's Lucas. I'm going to say that that's Lucas. Or I'm going to say anybody. I'm just going to see a person I went to high school with on TV. I'm going to call. I'm going to go. I haven't seen them in 10 years, but I saw that they were at the insurrection. I'm definitely calling the FBI. Like, I don't like Trump. So people are going to do their professional internet stalking like they do, and they're going to tell on them. People are just so dumb.
The thing is, like, for us as Black people, we would see that as being ridiculous. Like, you've just committed an act of terrorism, committed a huge crime, and here you are, like, showing your face and giving your name. Like, what? Because we know the repercussions. But these emboldened white people were just like, no one can touch me. I'm a white person. Like, they felt empowered enough to storm a political building. They felt empowered enough to, like, walk into the offices and take selfies and literally, like, vandalize a political building of, like, congressmen and women. Of course they would feel emboldened to, like, chat, breathe, and give their name on TV thinking nothing would happen. It's just doing that and then acting surprised when you get stopped at the airport. It's that for me, really and truly. And also, I saw that a lot of these people were actually, they're not just, like, all stupid hillbilly rednecks. Like, a lot of these people are, as you said, like, off-duty police officers. Some of them are, like, relatives to really powerful people, like Supreme Court justices and, like, judges. So it's, I feel like a lot of the times this rhetoric goes on where, like, everyone thinks the far right are just, like, hillbilly, backward, uneducated people. But a lot of them are very educated and hold, like, places of power and positions of power within the country. Mm-hmm. Which is, again, why they just felt empowered enough to go and do these things. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
And then on top of that, inside, like, in Congress, there was a woman inside of Capitol Hill building. She's a Republican. I forget her name. If I find it, I'll definitely let you guys know. But she was literally tweeting out Nancy Pelosi's location in the building as the insurrection was happening. Like, it's not even at this point, it's like, what? So, okay, we're going to arrest all these people, but we're not going to arrest her. And she just got into office. Like, she's in Congress, I'm pretty sure. And she just got sworn in, like, maybe a few months ago. So it's like, if they were willing to say that they wanted to hang and kill Mike Pence, they're killing people outside. They killed a cop, even though they're like, oh my God, Blue Lives Matter. Like, okay, sure it does. Like, like, but how are you even fathoming the fact that these people want to kill someone and you're tweeting out someone's location? Like, death. Like, guns ablazing. And you're, you know what? Twitter fingers are hot right now. Like, what's going on?
Like, I feel like they just watched White House Down a few too many times and got a bit carried away. There's no other explanation for it. Like, it is just, it's the entitlement, it's the arrogance, it's just feeling that untouchable, that you're like, I can do anything, I can say anything, I can put my face online, I can say my name on the news. Like, that's what is, like, for me, is the most shocking. Like, there's no self-awareness or no kind of awareness of any repercussions, I guess, because they've gotten away with so much in their lives. I don't know.
But I also think that that has, like, to do with us too, like, America in general. Like, I think that that is, like, what happened at Capitol Hill is a very good representation of what's to happen in our country. Like, what people are being taught in schools. Why do these people feel so strongly about their quote unquote heritage, like, which is, like, slavery, like, stuff like that? It just doesn't make any fucking sense. But it's because Americans are so fucking dumb. Like, yeah, some of us are really, really educated, and some are people, and, like, people of power, like, great. But we have this, like, sense of pride and sense of, like, everything is ours and, like, nobody can tell us no. Freedom, even though we have all these laws, like, that doesn't even make, like, it just doesn't make sense. Why are we protecting a constitution that, like, was probably written by a slave, and then the person got beat because they knew how to write and read? Like, you know what? Like, it's really backwards. Like, everything that's going on here is super backwards, which is why what happened happened. So, that's just the
truth. I really thought they would, like, get over it. I was like, he's lost. Like, it's done. It's over. Like, everything is over. It's done now. And then he kept, like, chatting crowd, and he was like, no, they've rigged the election, find me these votes and all these things. And I was like, but really, truly in his head, he must know it's over. But he kept going on at the rally and inciting these people, and they fully went in there with the intention to like take those votes. I think it was three congresswomen, I can't remember their specific names, but they had the initiative to like grab the actual votes and like secure them and get them out of the building. But these people were fully going to like get the ballot boxes, and it's like, it's done. Like, you can't just reverse the vote of like the entire country. And it's, as you said, it literally doesn't make any sense. Like, Americans preach democracy, mm-hmm. and like freedom to vote. It's done. It's over. You lost. Like, stop. Just stop.
Yeah, it was a lost cause, but like, Trump supporters are all like, oh my God, like, they're literally ride or die. Like, they will literally ride out and die for a man that literally doesn't care about them at all. So it's almost baffling. It's like, were we in an alternate universe for the past 4 years? Because like, why did we elect a TV star that was racist to begin with?
Yeah, like, how did that even come to be? Which is kind of scary that he was voted in democratically. That is terrifying.
Yeah, that's the part that's terrifying. And like, if you look at the election results, like, okay, 70 million people, I'm pretty sure, voted for Biden, and I'm pretty sure like 62 or 63 million people voted for Trump. I'm looking like, so there's 63 million motherfuckers in America that I had to kill. No, I'm kidding. But like, what? Like, no,
they're trying to kill you, more like,
literally, no, that have their eyes on me. Like, no way. That's a problem. Like, that's such an issue. And it's like, so we have to have zero qualifications. So if that's the case, I can do whatever job I want, because I don't need any qualifications. Prereqs, zero, zip, nada. So.
Also, can we just compare what happened at Capitol Hill to the Black Lives Matter protests? Because obviously George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and so many other innocent African Americans were murdered, and people took to the street to peacefully protest to end police brutality and just the disproportionate murders of African Americans, essentially. And Trump comes out, says, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. The army gets involved. The protesters, innocent protesters, are labelled as violent. And many more people are killed just because they're protesting for the right to live and to not be gunned down. And here we have hundreds of rioters, terrorists, I should say, breaking into the Capitol building simply because they're sore losers. And everyone kind of just carries on as usual. Like, the double standards are, they're insane. They're undeniable.
It's disgusting. Like, it's sickening. Like, that actual point, if you like just like kind of sit with that for a minute, like, oh my God, no, if my black ass was there, I would have died. I would have been in the fucking Soul movie as a new fucking person trying to spread my wings and fly back down to earth. Like, no, what? Like, that,
can I just say, it was amazing how you managed to weave in a Disney reference into that. Like, I did not think it was possible, but Daisy has shown us that anything is possible. Soul is a great movie, by the way. If you haven't seen it, please go watch it.
Literally, it's amazing. Just thought we should throw that in there. But no, on some real shit, like, try not to make something super dark, but like, yeah, that sucks, because it's like, oh no, if I had any pigment in my skin and I was there chanting like, let's kill Mike Pence, you know, the first one they would have killed was me.
Like, they would have been like, 100%.
Yeah.
So, if that crowd was full of black faces, there would have been snipers on site. There would have been snipers on top of every building. Do you think they would have even made it to the steps, let alone the window, inside? Are you kidding?
The thing is, we don't even have to say, imagine if they were black people. We don't even have to say imagine, because we've seen the reality. We've seen the reality not that long ago. We see the reality every single day. It was the image of like inside like, the debate room inside Congress, and you're seeing like one of the rioters whose face is right up to the door, and there's like armed security guards on either side holding up a gun. Did not shoot the man. He's trying to break into where the politicians are. did not shoot the man. Somehow these lot managed to get up the steps, climb walls, break windows, enter offices without anything. Like, and this is like meant to be one of the most secure buildings where, as you said, you're supposed to have like politicians being protected, and the ease of which all those people were just let in. Yet when darker skinned people peacefully protest, there is tear gas, there's all rubber bullets being shot. I saw one white woman rubbing onions in her eyes, being like, I got tear gas, we're here to start a revolution. What are you doing? What was her name, like Amanda from Knoxville or something?
Amanda from Knoxville. I mean, that's probably pretty close to it.
But yeah, yeah, it's just sad. Like literally, Breonna Taylor was in her house and she was shot 8-9 times. And these people are literally committing domestic terrorism and they walk away unscathed. It's crazy. And it's also like, if they were Asian, they would have been labeled terrorists, but they're not. So it's just, I don't know, the double standards are just, they're just disgusting. I can't even lie.
It's not even that. It's just like, are we surprised? Like, I mean, are we surprised? Like, no, not really. And that's like something that is interesting, because when I was younger, I didn't grow up thinking like, oh my God, everybody hated me because I was Black. Even though like my parents told me like, no, people don't like you because you're Black. Like, whatever. I was like, oh yeah, sure, whatever. And now, like, I really see it, and it's hard to unsee. And so now, you know, it's hard to be friends with white people after, like, what's going on right now. I'm like, ooh, you're, like, guys, guys, I know I speak blanket statements over white people, and it's hard not to with what's going on in the world. It's hard to not be like, dude, white people are trash, and you guys are stupid. Like, it's just hard. You, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand that, because it's not like these things happened 50 odd years ago and we're learning about them in history. They're happening in the present day. So it's hard to be like really hopeful and just tolerant of other people who just aren't on the same page. So I hear you.
Yeah, another thing that is just like, as Black people and people of color, like, we're already aware of that double standard, and we've seen that double standard, we live that double standard. But I think for some others, seeing these people storm the Capitol building was when they just realized, like, mm-hmm. Some people just realized then, and it's almost like when it put their lives into, what am I trying to say here? It's almost like when the issue affected them directly in terms of like politics, democracy, that's when, okay, guys, this is a real problem now. Mm-hmm. As if it wasn't an issue when they were like killing Black people and brown people like out in the streets, it was an issue then, but now it's like actually affecting them. That's when they're seeing it, like, oh, this is actually really bad, like, maybe we should do something about this.
Right. Yeah,
it's so true. Also, question for you, Daisy, did you ever feel unsafe as a Black person during the end of Trump's presidency? Because there were just hate crimes left, right and center, and I know you're not from DC, but did you ever feel unsafe at any point?
I mean, yeah, and I don't know if that's because, like, I was actually unsafe or because, like, my mind sometimes, like, if, like, people that listen to my podcast, and that's, like, a shameless plug, like, ooh, guys, go ahead and go over and listen. Anyway, if you listen, like, I talk about how politics kind of, like, ruins my life a little bit because I thought that the world was, like, a much better place than it actually was. And so now, like, you're seeing all this, like, stuff and all these Black people dying, and you hear about, like, literally Black men just being shot on the street. Like, what the hell? Like, it's scary in general. But, I mean, I felt like, okay, well, I shouldn't leave the house. You know, like, as a Black person right now, maybe I should just sit my ass at home and, like, just not. But I didn't feel any immediate danger. I was more like, I'm not going to more than 2 minutes down the road, because I don't want to die. So I don't know. I mean, there's pros and cons.
You're literally me, like, using humor as a defense mechanism. Because if you don't laugh, you cry. It's too real.
Literally. Like, oh, pros and cons. That's so depressing. Yeah, right? So depressing. It's like, and my freaking plants are dying. So it's like, literally, I'm just sitting in the house with these dead ass plants. I could walk outside, I could die. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm doing okay. At least my dog's still alive, you know?
Yeah, clearly thriving. You are living your best life in 2021. I'm so happy for you.
I know, like, started off with a bang and not even a good one, you know?
It's just that it was the start of the year when this happened. Like, it was the start of the year when this happened. But also, you mentioned plants, and they're low-key really hard to, like, keep alive. And people told me, like, succulents, they're low maintenance. You, like, water them once a week. Bruh, 2 out of 3 of mine are dead, and this cacti is going. So I don't... maybe I'm on the plastic wave thing. I might just have to hop on that.
How have you killed a cactus? They, like, look after themselves. You water them, like, once a fortnight, and they're fine. How have you killed a cactus?
The soil is starting to look weird. It doesn't look correct. I don't know why. This plant, I think, for me.
You could be getting root rot in your pot. So mine, I think, are dying because they're not in big enough pots, and I need to repot them. And I'm like, oh my god, they're being like bougie bitches. Like, I can't keep buying you pots. Like, what am I gonna do with all these pots that I just have at my house? Like, there's no like program where you can give up, you know, pots. Like, it's just it's a problem. I don't know.
Oh my god. Also, can we please talk about Trump's impeachment? Because my guy wasn't impeached once, twice.
My guy was impeached
twice. He's making history, the worst kind of history you can make. Imagine.
Yeah, they I don't like, I did end up watching the second impeachment trial, which was only the Congress first. It hasn't gone to the Senate yet. Mitch McConnell, Satan of the Senate, essentially, was like, oh no, he should be impeached. So now, you know, all the Republican minions are going to fall in line and go, oh, okay, yeah, maybe we should do that. But like, there was like 140 or something that said that he shouldn't have been impeached in Congress. So it's like, oh, so we're still doing this. So we're still doing this. Okay.
It's like one step forward and 100 steps back. Like, come on, the evidence is there. Can we just call it a day?
Yeah, and even during the trial, it was like, it was just like, this is a waste of my fucking time. Like, you can bring up an article to say like, oh, we want to cancel Michigan's votes for whatever. And so then the vice president would say, okay, it has to have a senator's signature on it. Do you have that? Like, you have the qualifications to bring that article about to the Senate. And every time somebody would be like, we do have that. And no, they say they didn't have it. And then the vice president will go, okay, so then we can't move. Like, we can't take that. So we're just going to move forward and count it. And everybody's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, this is just a waste of time. Like, we've been sitting here for 2 hours just to watch people say, we object, but we don't have evidence. And nobody wants to put their name on it. But we still object. Like, it's just blasphemy.
Yeah, I do not envy you at all.
Oh no, you shouldn't. No. I envy you. I would like to be not here anymore. But
the bad thing about this is I want to move to America. Lord knows why. Why am I doing this to myself when I could just stay here?
I don't know. I actually don't know. That's a great question. I don't think that living here is as great as like everybody makes it seem, but also like, it's really hard to say that because, like, when I'm abroad and I'm traveling and stuff, I get homesick. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to go home. Like, I can't wait to see a guy in some sweats. Like, what? Like, like, it just doesn't, and eat like a fat burger and just not do my hair and go outside and no one's going to judge me. Because, like, that's just so American. But it's just like, no, actually, I'd like to live up in a culture where looking nice is like valued and, you know, dressing up for the day looks great.
So much commitment though to have to look good all the time.
That's true, but like, you'll probably learn how to look good without much, like, too much effort. Like, I don't know, you just put your makeup on with your hands and who cares about mascara? And then just like, throw on a good glasses, face accessory, mask, half your face is covered up anyway. So, you know, good outfit, get out the door.
Just efficiency when you think about it. It's being efficient.
It is. It's just being efficient. But really, why do you want to move to America? Like, where would you want to go?
I want to live in LA. I just, it's so cliche. I know, I'm judging myself. It's just, it's warm all the time. You don't understand what it's like to live somewhere where it rains 9 out of 10 days. That's not even how many days there are, but it rains all the freaking time and people are rude. And it's just, England, it's not the one. I just want to be able to go to a beach, you know? I want to go on a hike. I want to hike, I want to hike up a mountain, you know? There is more to life than buildings, so yeah, but it is very cliche. And
I'm like that. Like, when I go on holiday for somewhere, like where I'm there for like longer than 2 weeks, I just feel so accustomed to things. And I'm like, yeah, I could live here. I could do this every day. It's really just like the holiday talking. It's just the vacation talking. And it's because, you know, I've got some money on me. I can spend, I can live lavish for those 2 weeks. If it was a lifetime now, probably not. Like, Ivy, when we went to Barcelona, I was like, yeah, I could definitely live here. I already know my way around. I'm an expert. I could not. Without knowing a word of Spanish, I would not survive. There's no way I could live in Barcelona. No,
literally, me, when I was in Barcelona, I was like, oh my God, I love it here. Oh, it's so amazing. And then I was like, but I don't speak Spanish and it's hard to get around.
That would be sick, just like figuring it out. Like, that is such main character energy. Just one-way ticket, figure it out. That's the dream.
That is nice. But LA is like really nice. I haven't been, but I have like friends that live there. My best friends interned there a few times. It's hard to not want to move to LA. That's why I haven't been though, because I know if I go, I'm going to want to like live there and that be done and that's it. But also you have to remember, like, LA has sinkholes, LA has earthquakes, and they have wildfires. So, maybe not.
Ivy, you can't drive. How would you get around anywhere?
That's what Lyfts and Ubers are for. This is why I need to be rich, because I was just getting chauffeured everywhere. That was the only way.
It's true. And you can cart, like, Uber pool is great. I mean, not with COVID times, but I mean, you know.
You post-pandemic lifesaver.
Yeah. Risk it for the biscuit, you know?
Exactly. It's got to be done, you know? I don't need to drive. I'll be fine.
No, and
this is starting to sound like our travel episode.
Literally. Yeah. We're like, literally.
I was just thinking, so it wasn't until I was like watching the inauguration and again, like watching the impeachment trial, but as you mentioned, there are like actual articles and like people take oaths to do this job. Like, putting personalities and like people's parties aside, at the end of the day, you've taken an oath to like protect the people and protect democracy and protect their best interest. But when certain people are like, nah, I don't think he deserves to be impeached after inciting an insurrection, at that point, what is going through your head? Like, in what ways was Trump protecting democracy, which was his like oath when he became president, when he's literally telling people like, nah, they've stolen the election?
Literally.
That's the thing that baffles me, is because like they make it so official and they have these big official oath-taking pledges, but then people literally, when it comes down to it, are not doing their job. Like, they're not doing what they signed and said they would do.
Yeah. And it's weird because it's like, a lot of people that are in office are very religious people, which makes zero sense when literally we as a country have said that we are going to separate church and state. Like, they, like, government and church and religion are not supposed to go together. Yet here we are with like 95% of the Supreme Court justices being Catholic. Like, it just doesn't. Okay, so we're a conservative country now, but like, actually not at all. It's a weird mixture of things that we have going on, but it makes sense on, oh, why does our top leadership look the way it does? Like, I say leadership because of fucking corporate America. But I mean, that's what the government is. They lead us into a pinhole where we pretty much die of COVID, as you can see from our numbers. So,
yeah. I just feel like America is a contradiction in itself. Like, okay, yeah, separation of church and state, everyone's Catholic. Like, that is America in a nutshell.
Literally. Like, it's a problem. And then, like, they're like, okay, everyone can be free here. Freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of thought. And then when a man wears a skirt, it's like, it's what? Like, is everybody okay? Like, he just wore a skirt. Like, it's not really that deep. It's not that big of a deal. And they're like, you're teaching our kids how to not be gender people. Like, it, and then it's just too much, you know? It doesn't make sense. Like, how can you say, I just don't understand why we even claim being a free country anyway. I don't want to say that America's a bad country, because I think that that's, like, really privileged of me, because, like, what the fuck, I live here. Like, anybody else, like, that lived in, like, a third world country would be like, okay, easy for you to say. But it's also, like, nothing here is really what it seems. Being gay, being black, being Asian, not what it seems. You think it's all fun and dandy. And I mean, like, being black doesn't look all fun and dandy in America. I mean, it's pretty fun. I mean, it's kind of dangerous, but it's kind of fun, you know? But I mean, it's definitely, I think that in general, America lives to contradict themselves. But with the new administration, we'll see how that, like, plays out in the next, like, 10 years. Because if they start, like, changing stuff with specifically education, if they start taking away more of that idealistic view that people do in American education, which that view is pretty much being like, oh, America had, like, a few slip-ups. One of them being slavery and killing all of the Native Americans, but, like, not that bad. Like, that's pretty much how they teach it. Instead of really being teaching it like, oh no, America's actually kind of trash. All these white people wanted to kill pretty much everybody that didn't look like them.
Literally, the fact that, like, Thanksgiving is as big as it is, I'm like, what are we celebrating, guys? Like, Native Americans being completely wiped out, we're gonna celebrate that? That's not really a perfect thing, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you reckon the trial will end?
That's a good question. See, for me, I always, once again, I still think that the world is sometimes a better place than, like, what it is. I think that he's going to get impeached again. And I also think that since he didn't self-pardon, I think that he's going to go to jail. Now, I don't know. That's me being optimistic, because, like, that would be, like, exactly what everybody wanted, right? Like, wow, just the ending to that story, him going to jail, would be chef's kiss ending, like, to the 4 years. But it just, I'd like him to go to jail because he deserves to, but white supremacists probably won't let that happen. And since our country is ran by white supremacists, then, you know, I'm just going to crawl back in my box, my hole.
You can come live with us, just, like, move over here. Yeah.
Get on the next boat out. Next boat out.
I think he has already been impeached twice. It's just, like, the impeachment is, I believe, like, the first level, and then, or the first stage, and then the second stage would be then the trial, where I think it has to be, like, 60%.
Mm-hmm.
Or something of people, like, vote, including, like, people from the president's own party have to, like, vote against him. And then I think the third stage would be, like, removal. Obviously, he's already has left, but they can still proceed with, like, the trial, because that then may lead to, like,
he can never, like, run again. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it'll take away some, like, specific things for him. Like, he'll never be able to run for, like, another political office, which is what Democrats want. They're like, never again. Never again. 2024, not for you. You can try it, but, like, you're wasting your money.
And then I think he also, like, loses lifetime full, like, Secret Service. Mm-hmm. So I think it was Obama who was the one that introduced, like, the lifetime Secret Service for, like, all former presidents, which is actually kind of jokes, because, like, the next president after him was obviously 45. But I think, like, they lose the $1 million a year, like, travel allowance and, like, a pension. Mm-hmm. These men get all of these extra little sprinkles and expenses. So obviously if he was impeached twice and it fully went through, he would lose all of that.
Yeah. And like, honestly, Americans should be asking about that. Like, that's, like, a really good point. Think about how many past presidents are still alive. So, like, let's say, like, three four, maybe three, maybe four. I don't know.
No, there's at least four. There's like,
yeah, I was gonna say there's Bill at least Clinton, four.
There's obviously like 45 because, yeah, I don't like using his name. There's 45. There's Barack Obama. There's George Bush, Bill Clinton. Bam, yeah. Even Jimmy Carter is still alive.
Still going?
I guess, but at this point...
He is. He didn't make it to the inauguration, but he is still going.
But if you're thinking about how much money each one of the presidents gets, like the ones that are still alive, how much money they're getting, we didn't even count how much money the vice president gets after leaving office. So, like...
Yeah.
How much money are they getting that's coming from our taxes? Like, everyone's like, oh my God, the Democrats want to raise taxes. How about we just start taking away that travel allowance anyway? Because what the fuck does George W. Bush need to be doing anywhere? Anywhere? Like, what are you doing? You're not having any more, like, oh, hi. Nobody cares about you. You're not doing anything. You're just, like, living your life. So this travel allowance...
I feel like for George Bush, the fact that he started like a war that lasted how many years, he's going to need some protection wherever he goes.
That's true.
I feel like you should request the receipts because where is your tax money going? And I just feel like you're being taken advantage of. I can't lie.
I am.
Some didn't even pay their taxes. Some didn't even pay their taxes, especially during a pandemic. You got nurses paying their taxes, but the president, what was his receipt?
$700? Right, $175. What the fuck? No, yeah.
Some ain't adding up.
I'm being scammed. Like, this is a scam. I'm working so that Barack Obama, God love him, like, great. But I don't want to pay for your travel. I'm going to pay for my travel. Like, you and Michelle, whatever Michelle was wearing at the inauguration, honey, you don't need my tax money. you can leave it here.
I feel like she should be funding your travel.
Right.
Did you guys see their holiday pictures from like a couple months ago? It was just like Michelle and Obama on like speedboats and stuff, just living their best life. You guys paid for that.
Literally. Not care in the world. Meanwhile, you're grinding day in and day out, 9 to 5, just to pay the bills. It's not funny.
Right. It's funny, but it's like actually not, because it's like, damn, like my fucking salary is actually cut in half so that we can kind of pay a little bit for like, you know, the Obamas to have their canoe and just live their best lives in Barbados somewhere. Love that for me.
I know, right? I'm praying that Trump ends up convicted. Because I feel like even this impeachment, it's honestly like the first consequence that he's actually faced in his presidency. And I saw this tweet and it just summed it up perfectly. So it said, it took a coup, a cop dying, and white people finally feeling as if the violence could impact them directly for Trump to be held accountable. Not the years of violence against black and brown people that his social media accounts have caused. Typical. I feel like that just sums mm-hmm. it up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to end with him behind bars.
Pretty much. It does need to end like that. But we'll see if it happens. Like, literally 1 a.m. him supposed to be leaving office, his last 9 hours in, he's pardoning people that have done terrible things. I mean, can we think that they're actually going to put him behind bars? We can say that they will, but like, I feel like don't put past anything in America. Like, I mean, white people can walk around with fucking machine guns at a literal federal building and not die. So,
yeah, when you put it like that, it's not looking good, is it? It's not looking good.
It's not looking, you know, likely. But also, there's just like, it's also this feeling like in America when you're black and stuff like this is happening, you have this like riled up feeling inside, like, we aren't gonna let that shit happen. We're not gonna let it happen. So then you like always want to band together with everybody you know to be like, no, like we have to stand up for this. But then it's also, that gets tiring. Like, I don't want to go outside anymore standing up for anything. Can I just stay at home? Like, can I just mind my business?
Is there always something to protest? Can't you just have a lion, you know?
Literally, like, Jesus. It's honestly an issue. But it's like, it's not, the work's not done. And if I don't stand up for it, like, I'm not going to feel safe to have kids here. And I'm like, I don't feel safe having kids here anyway. But like, you know, is it ever going to change? Probably not. I'm probably just going to have to live with that shit and then move on. But I have to continue to stand up for what's right so that my kids know what's right. Other people know that, like, if you're friends with me, this is what I do. I stand up for the shit that's right. And if you don't stand up for that, then fuck off. You know, but like, I'm lazy. So I don't know. We'll see. 2021. Hopefully we won't have very many protests, though. Like, I just don't see that like being a thing. I do see them, like, you know, having some big hiccups because, I mean, Uncle Joe is kind of pedophilic. I mean, we know that. We all know that. We all just have kind of glossed over that, that fact. But, you know, we're going to have some issues. We're definitely going to have something. But, you know, we all look for the best.
You put that in so casually. What do you mean?
It's like videos of him like sniffing people's hair and
he likes hair.
Oh my god, like literally like hugging people and like holding them for a little bit too long. It's really funny. It's creepy.
I've seen some of those. It is just a bit like awkward.
It's creepy. And it's like, oh man, it's like white men's job to be creepy. Like, they get old and then they pass this like creepy threshold that they couldn't even help. They didn't even know they passed it. And then, you know, they hold hugs too much longer than they need to. They're sniffing people's hair without their acknowledge. Their hands are too low in the hug. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, it's just not cute. It's not cute for us. I'm just really, you know, Kamala Harris, she could be the next president. You know, you might as well. She didn't got her foot in the door. So I'm thinking she's going to run in 2024. All of a sudden, we're going to have a black woman as a president. And then all the white women are going to die. No, I'm kidding.
Wow. That's crazy.
But like, emotionally, they will. Because they'll be like, oh.
Yeah, they'll be like, they'll be reborn. And they'll, yeah.
They have to like rethink a lot of stuff. Like, white women have lived in this box of illusions for their whole existence. And so like, it's so hard to get them to come out of that box. And now with everything that happened last year, you know, you saw a lot of white influencers being like, oh my God, we need to stand up for this. Like, yeah, sure. But they, yeah, it's the same thing that you said. If you're reading that tweet again, like, that's exactly how they feel. Like, oh no, this can affect me directly. I actually need to stand up for this. And so that's what we get.
Wow, yeah, what a mess. Is every old white guy Jeffrey Epstein? I did not know this.
Yeah, I mean, here, so do what you want with that. I mean, probably not every single one for legal reasons, for our podcast's reasoning, not everyone.
Oh my god, that's too much.
So did everyone watch the inauguration?
Oh yes,
yes.
That was,
mm-hmm,
that was interesting.
Everyone's, can we talk about the fact that Trump didn't go? That just sent me. The fact that he left Washington in the morning, he didn't even show up. He didn't even say goodbye. He just left. Hilarious. Yeah.
He had his helicopter take him on one last ride for him to. Yeah.
I think it was for me. So they obviously went on like Air Force One and went back to Florida. It was like when they left DC, they were in like smart attire. Got to Florida. What's the name? Melania had changed into her orange dress. She was like, I'm done with this shit. I've been dealing with it for 4 years. I just wanted to be my little influencer. You've made me first lady. I've had to deal with all your crap. She was like in her summer dress. She's like, cool, I'm ready to go to the beach. And Trump was just as orange as her dress.
She didn't even stand next to him and take pictures as they left. She dipped. She was like, nah, I've got a helicopter to catch. You're on your own. Iconic.
She said, I'm out. She's like, I'm surprised I made it 4 years. I'm out.
No, like, that would be just the icing on the cake. Like, we get a headline, let's say February 14th, saying Melania Trump is divorcing Donald Trump. I would actually scream. Like, actually, tears of joy. Like, oh, wow. finally, she does something that makes sense. Wife number three.
I would watch her documentary. I would watch her, her Netflix documentary. I'd read the book. I want to know. I want to know how she did those 4 years. I want to know.
I feel like she needs to end up on Red Table Talk with Jada because she has some tea to spill.
Yes. Oh my God. That would be wild. Like, that would be the episode of the century. Like, we'd all
I might need to pitch that to Jada's people because that needs to happen.
Yeah.
No, that's great. You should pitch that. You should be like, hey, you guys should try to get Melania Trump on here because that'd be amazing. Yeah, the inauguration, though. Everybody's outfits were really fire. Like, we had ourselves the Powerpuff Girls. We had ourselves monochromatic. Like, I said, whoa, luxury? Okay. Cute. Yeah, it was nice.
I had no idea coats could elevate an outfit like that. I was looking at Michelle like, well, we've got the plum. We've got the jewel tones. All of it in... Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I want me a bright yellow coat. I want that bright yellow coat. Mm-hmm. I want a bright blue coat. I want a bright pink coat. I want all the coats.
I want all the coats. Yeah, I do too. And at this point, I've said, wow, so I need to start investing in outerwear. Yes. But also, the fact of the matter that Joe Biden's granddaughters were literally fly the way that they were, like, I'm looking like, okay, wait, how did they get their shirts, their pants, their masks, and their coats, and their gloves to all be the exact same color? Like, that is artistry. Like, that's amazing. Like, oh my gosh. So yeah, I loved it. I was terrified watching the inauguration, though. I was absolutely terrified. I thought something was gonna happen.
I think someone's gonna get shot or something.
Absolutely. I was so terrified because everybody was saying, like, oh my god, like, no, like, they've cut back scale, people can't come. It was hella, like, people there already, like, Army people, Navy people, whoever were there. Like, they were all sleeping there. There were way more than has been there for years. Like, for the past 10 years, there's been more, Air Force people there at the building with this inauguration than there ever has been. So I'm just like, oh my God, somebody's gonna die. Somebody's gonna die. And so, like, when they were all coming out of the car, I'm, like, sitting at home, like, shaking, like, you guys are standing outside too long. I need you guys to get inside the building. Like, you guys are acting like that you're not about to be sworn in as the new president when these white folks really were just at the Capitol trying to kill y'all. So,
They did take their time, I can't lie. It must have been really tense as well being there because there just was so much space and yeah, it must have been really stressful, I can't lie. I was just distracted by the outfits. I was like, I would look good in that. I would look good in that. Who knew those colors look good together? It was a moment for me.
It was a moment. That was iconic. I was like, whoa. And did you know that there's specific colors, like why Kamala Harris wore purple? Like, there's like a reason, like, why people should wear purple to, like, events like that.
I heard something about this, actually. I heard something about, like, purple representing, like, unity between the Republicans and the Democrats, who usually wear, like, red and blue. So it's, like, the color in the middle to show, like, the two coming together, which is really cute.
Yeah, I think that's cute, too. I'm like, oh, look, everybody wants us to come together. I hate you guys. But, like, I don't know. I think that the Republicans tarnished their name. I think that they've ruined themselves. I don't think that anybody ever would, like, in their right mind, after what the Republicans did for the 4 years that they stood behind Trump, would call them, like, I don't think it's smart to call yourself a Republican. Even when I was voting out here, like, they were like, oh, you need to mark, you know, what party you are. And I was like, do I have to? And they were like, why? And I was like, I don't want to claim none of y'all crazy ass parties. Like, I'm just me. I'm just here doing my voting. Like, I don't want no Democrat shit. I don't really want no Republican shit at all. Like, get that shit away from me. But, like, you know, it's just, like, ill.
I've come across, like, really proud Trump supporters or Republicans over the last 4 years.
I mean, yeah, they're definitely, like, really proud ones. And then they're, like, it's weird when you have conversation with them because it's like, okay, so, but you support what he says. And then they go, well, we don't have to support everything. And it's like, no, but if you're going to be really loud about like supporting someone, you just like to be a troll. Like, you like to be an internet troll. You like to just like say stuff that people don't like. It's very common to like not like Trump. Like, it's super common that people hate him. So it's like, for someone to be like, oh my God, like, let me wear my Trump shirt. Let me wear my Make America Great Again hat. Like, it's, you're trolling. Like, you
love to be the room.
Right. Like, you love to be a real life troll. Like, why? It doesn't even make sense. But it's also like, I'm not that kind of person that will wear like Biden Harris stuff. Which I don't know. Like, I think that people in the Black community are very much so like, oh, like when Obama became president, they bought a lot of Obama stuff. And like, now that Harris is in office, they're going to buy a lot of Harris and Biden stuff. And I'm just like, I'm just not that girl. It's just not that deep to me. Like, you guys don't need to know who and what I'm doing politically, like on my shirt. It's just not that big of a deal. But also like, I don't want to see people in Trump shirts. I don't want to see people in Senate shirts. I don't want to see it. Like, it's just not even.
Yeah, I get you from that. I guess, I mean, I'm thinking for some people, because of the historical significance of the moment, like first ever Black president, mm-hmm. maybe that's why some people buy a shirt. Like, fam, if I was in the States in 2008, I'd probably buy a shirt as a souvenir as well.
Yeah.
In a couple years, show it to the grandkids. So I get people doing it from that point of view, where it's just like, this is something I want to hold on to. But I get what you mean about like when people like wear it and they fully walk around in that. But you know, that's them. But yeah. Aside from, you know, the really great outfits at the inauguration, I did really like Biden's speech. I thought his speech was on point. My man was talking about climate change and how it's important. And I think his first executive order was like to rejoin the Paris Agreement,
mm-hmm.
Of which Trump had left, because he was like, climate change isn't real. So I think like right after the inauguration, that was his first, or I believe one of his first executive orders. But also, he was very, very aware and spoke about like the racial injustice and how long it's been going on for, and how that's something that, you know, America needs to come together and sort out. He was like, I know the country's really divided right now. We need to unify and all come together. He was like, whether you support me or you don't, I'm still going to fight for you. And we need to show ourselves as like the United States and rebuild back their respect to the rest of the world that's kind of lost in the last years. But no, he was like, I'm so proud to, you know, have the first Black Asian woman up in here. And I really do think like he's using this as a stepping stone to get Kamala to run for president, just a bit like how Obama did the same, trying to like usher Biden into, obviously he lost the first two times he tried to run, but like he got it this time. But I hope that this is a great stepping stone to get Kamala into prez, or you know, Michelle can just go ahead and run, like we all want her to.
Literally, Michelle would just run. I know that she would win. But Michelle said that she would never put her family back into like the White House and like the limelight. I so get that too. But yeah, I liked his speech too. It was really nice. And it was like, okay, it kind of makes you feel like, wow, you know, America, we have hope again. But it's also like, Dewey, let's not be too hasty. Like, we know that there's a limited amount of stuff that Kamala can actually do, but also I don't put anything past Kamala, because she was the one in California that supported a bill that put Black men in prison for minor drug crimes. So it's like, I'm sorry, did you just fill up the California prisons with people that smoked weed? Like Black men that smoke, like, you know, it's hard to be like, ooh, woo, go Kamala, when it's like, okay, wait, I can't put anything past you because you did a little bit too much a few years ago. and now we have,
I guess this is,
you know.
I guess this was like the best possible outcome. So it's still a win, even though you have to be wary. Because I think, yeah, with Obama, everyone was like, oh, first Black president. And I think a lot of people kind of overlooked his actual presidency because of what it meant for him to be elected. And I hope people are still cautious of what is actually happening and what change actually comes into play, even though this is definitely a win.
Yeah, it's definitely a win though, because like this is something we can hope to see around the world. Like, not only just women in power, because like, I mean, New Zealand has clearly got it under control. Like, literally. And so, but also Black women, like, in seeing what we are like in power, like in a position of holding privilege and prestige, and like it's going to be interesting how like the image of a Black woman will change over the next few years, because I feel like when Michelle was in office, the image of Black women changed. White people became more accepting of Black women in whatever, like in our qualms, I guess. I don't know. Like, it was weird. It was like, oh, a strange, like, I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but like, I don't know. Maybe in the next few years, we'll kind of see something like that change, or maybe not. But Kamala Harris has like huge ties, like her stepdaughter Ella and like her niece are super big on TikTok. And so like, it's interesting how quickly that stuff gets to them. How quickly, when people my age are upset and even younger than me are upset about what's going on in the political world, how quickly that can get to the vice president because of just like their like daughters, essentially.
Yeah, you're right. I think she'll have a much bigger impact, even just in terms of where, I guess, technology and social media is. I think people, a lot of people around the world will have more access to her than maybe they would have with former vice presidents. But even just to be like the first female, first Black and first Asian American vice president, like that in itself is just insane, like history in the making.
Yeah.
Also, can we please talk about Amanda Gorman? Like, her poem, fam,
amazing.
It made it.
Amazing.
It made it for me.
Yeah.
Like, she's the first National Youth Laureate, which is, like, the national poet for, like, the U.S., and they, like, represent the U.S. and, like, poetry and, like, try and put together, like, programs to improve poetry and stuff. But the youngest poet to ever read at inauguration, I believe she's only like 22, 23.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everything she was saying, the successes of a country at a time where a skinny Black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother can dream of becoming president only to find herself reciting for one. It was the whole spoken word. I was listening to her just like clicking like, yes, go Amanda, go.
Yeah, that's like
I was mesmerized.
People are crying. Like, I'm literally sitting at the screen like, oh my god.
Because it was the words, but it was also the execution. It was the confidence. It was how amazing and radiant she was. It was just everything about that. Everything about it was perfect. Like literal perfection.
Yeah. Literal perfection. Yeah. It was like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, her standing in front of a building that was built by slaves.
Literally.
Out here, like, acing and absolutely bossing her poem and telling America about themselves. Like, she said some things. Yeah. She said some things, okay?
She sure did. Yes, and I'm like, that. Ooh, that hit home in some white homes. They didn't turn the TV off when they heard that. Ooh, they're not happy. I'm like, now she told them the real. Ooh. Yeah. She did her thing. I didn't even know who she was until like the inauguration. Like, I didn't know who was performing or anything because I just was like, okay, I'm just going to watch it. I'm having anxiety about it. I don't want to look too much into it. Oh my gosh. Like, after that, I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. can we be best friends? Because what the heck?
Like, who do I need to talk to be friends with her, genuinely?
Yeah, she's amazing. Oh my gosh.
But also apparently the earrings and the ring she was wearing were a gift from Oprah. And this story just makes me so happy because she was wearing a birdcage ring. And apparently that was like a little tribute to Maya Angelou, who wrote I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. And it goes even deeper because back in the day at Bill Clinton's inauguration, the coat that Maya Angelou was wearing when she read her poem was a gift from Oprah as well. So it's like she was continuing the tradition. And it's just Black women supporting Black women makes me so happy.
Yeah, it does. It's nice. Oh, wow. She was the highlight of the inauguration. She really was. Like, I mean, the outfits were like one thing, like, oh my gosh, like great way to start. Wow. The music was really trash, but like
like it.
We're gonna get to that in a second, actually. But like, yeah, the Cheetah Girl outfits and Amanda Gorman were definitely the highlight for me. I agree there. I do.
Do you know what I also love? There was a moment where Kamala Harris and Michelle like bumped fists, and there were like a few exchanges between them, and I was like, this is beautiful. This is black womening, and I love to see it.
And I love to see it. I love that picture. Like, I want that photo in like Kamala and Obama like looking at each other, like doing their thing. Like, I want that in my house. So I can just look at it and be like, wow. That's what Black excellence looks like.
Yeah. It's like, it's the whole, like, we made it. Look at us. Look at what I'm trying to be like you.
Right.
It's all of that just in a picture.
It is all in a picture. Like, caption this. Like, wow. Actually, I can feel exactly what they're saying. That's great.
Yeah. I think another thing at the inauguration, so Eugene Goodman escorted Kamala Harris, and he was the U.S. Capitol police officer who was like seen like leading the rioters away from the Senate chambers during the insurrection. He got a promotion and he's now the acting deputy sergeant of arms. And yeah, he got to escort the vice president elect at the inauguration. Apparently he wore Gucci too. So come on, come through.
Yeah, literally.
That was a beautiful moment.
It was nice to see him get recognized, like, just for doing like above and beyond his job that clearly no other cop could have done during the insurrection. Like, that's like the epitome of, wow, you support me, you keep me safe, I'm gonna support you and keep you safe. Like, I love that for them.
Like, was he the guy in the image where it's like, I think it's in the Capitol building and it's just him alone and he's holding back the protesters. Mm-hmm. Is that Eugene?
Nah. Yeah.
Like, I highly doubt that was in his job description, so he deserved that promotion.
Yeah, he did. It's nice. And like, stuff like that should be recognized, because like the fact that he was by himself and like noticed, and if you, in the video, you can kind of see him think about like, should I walk back here? Or should I walk away? Because it seems like they're following me. He starts to kind of like walk back towards this chamber, and then he notices they're following him. So he just walks a different way. And it was like genius. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, first of all, you could have died because there was too many people there. You couldn't hold them back. Even if you were to start shooting, somebody was going to get to you before like the bullet got to them or the other people, you know, around you, whatever. But it's also like, you should have been recognized for that, because where were your backup cops? Where were they?
Genuinely, where was the security at? I need to know. That should have been like one of those heavily guarded.
They were probably in the crowd. They were probably in the crowd with the rioters, and the Black police officer there, putting his body on the line. So you know, like when people like Blue Lives Matter, how about the Blue Black Lives? How about the Black police officers who are literally putting their body on the line? Do they matter too?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's like the question everybody should have been like when they're like, Blue Lives Matter, and people should have been like, so what about the Blue Black Lives?
First of all, like, Blue Lives isn't a thing, but if you want to go there, how about the Black police officers?
Oh my god, that's like a really good question. That's really, it makes me want to start asking people. I want to make a shirt just be like, so what about the Blue Black Lives? What about that?
That's something you can put on a shirt. You mentioned not liking the music. J-Lo performed, of course, and they were like, she's one of the most recognizable, influential Latinas of our time. But yeah, she sang in Spanish. She also sang what sounded to me like nursery rhymes, but I think they're like popular American pledges or something. And she managed to fit Let's Get Loud in there as well. Like, she was singing like really slow, and then she managed to fit Let's Get Loud in there. And I was like, wait, is this the song that I think it is? This is the song she sang at the Super Bowl. And she managed to fit it into inauguration.
I was like, no.
She really got the remix there. I was here for it. It's because she, like, towards the end, she was singing in Spanish, and I was just thinking, you know what, all the Karens are probably hating this, so this is great. And then Let's Get Loud, I was like, that's what we're doing? Okay, I'm kind of here for it. She said, I know this isn't my day, but I'm going to make it a little bit about me, and I can't be mad at that.
That's so funny. That's true, though. I think that I was thrown off more by the Nursery American songs, like the ones that we always sing, because they're so bad. I mean, they were clearly written by a white person. They clearly had no culture. They didn't know what anything was or melody, because why are we still singing those songs? Like, Jesus. We should have just sang the Black National Anthem. That would have pissed everybody off. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, that is so true. That would have been tea. That would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing. I would have been like, we should have sang. We should have just sang both. They should have had Joe Biden up there singing a white one. They should have had Kamala up there singing a black one. We should have just been up there holding hands, kumbaya. Like, it would have been good. I didn't like how she sang the American song. I thought it was really bad. I was like, ugh, J-Lo, what are you doing? But then when she got to her part, I was like, okay, I mean, this is J-Lo. Like, this is her shit. But, like, when she was singing the American stuff, I'm like, ugh, too slow. It's too slow for her. I don't like that for her voice. But I'm really particular. Yeah. Like, they should have had SZA up there, to be honest. But, I mean, I get it. They could have called Jasmine Sullivan. She would have been clearly on the plane. Like, we could have just R&B'd it out.
That would have been such a vibe, though. They should have done that. 2024, I swear, that needs to happen.
Yeah, it would be such a vibe. Like, they should bring other artists. Also, can we talk about the fact that Donald Trump pardoned Kodak Black? Like, what? And Lil Wayne? Are we serious? Like, okay.
He said, for all of you who said I wasn't for the culture, I pardon your guy, Lil Wayne. Literally. What are you going to do? You can't call me racist. I pardon Lil Wayne. Like, so random. So random.
It's so random. And, like, did you hear that Lil Wayne's girlfriend broke up with him when, like, she found out he was a Trump supporter? Like, yeah, like, that happened, like, it was, like, all over, what, the Shade Room? It was wild. Like, he had posted something right online about, like, Trump or something, or, like, he was wearing a Trump hat, and maybe the next day, it was all over the Shade Room, or her being like, yeah, no, we're not together anymore. I'm like,
to be fair, that's a reason to break up with someone. That is it.
It is a good reason, but it was weird because he's a black man and she's a white woman. So it was like, like, you cared that much to break up with him? Like, I mean, he's Lil Wayne, so I mean, you should just be able to look over it. But like, oh, oh, you care. So
no, I respect her for that. I actually really respect her for that.
Yeah,
I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I don't even know what she's doing now, but now I'm like, maybe I should follow her. I think that she's like a plus size model. She's super thick, so I'm like, maybe I'll just follow you on the Insta and show you some love.
Yeah, I think she deserves a follow after that. Oh, to be honest,
yeah. Everybody that's listening to this should maybe follow her. Maybe we should find out what her name is.
Yeah, we don't know who she is. We don't know her name, but go follow her.
Literally. Yeah.
So did you guys see Lady Gaga's performance of the national anthem?
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. I love Lady Gaga, though. She's amazing.
She's so good. She's obviously, like, loads of people love her, but I actually think she's really underrated. Like, people really underestimate her range. She's got such a good voice.
Yeah, they mostly think about her like fashion sense. It's kind of crazy, right? So
yeah,
but yeah, she's
awesome. Yeah, she's calmed down though. But I think yeah, it did used to be a distraction because, as you said, her range is mad. Like, she has an amazing voice. And do you know what? I was here for her outfit. I'm like, go big or go home. Come on, come on, come through.
So Lady Gaga. It was so Lady Gaga. Like, to wear that, I'm like, wow. Like, you never know what you were gonna show up in. But this, yeah, this is you. So I liked it too. It was good.
I felt bad. People were roasting her for her outfit. So for anyone who hasn't seen what she wore this like navy jacket and like a massive red skirt. But on the jacket there was this brooch that had like a massive dove carrying an olive branch, and she said it was to reference peace and unity. But Black Twitter went off. People were saying like, oh, Lady Gaga looking like she about to announce who will be in the next Hunger Games. Oh, Lady Gaga looking like she about to fall into the interview. I was like, I can't unsee that now, but I still think she looked good.
Oh yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, you can't unsee
come
it,
to think of it. Yeah, yeah. It did give me Hunger Game vibes, but like, I'm still here for it. I had never seen a brooch that big. It literally was the size of her torso.
Wearing her, genuinely.
Yeah, that's
but also crazy. The biggest highlight, Bernie Sanders. Oh, I have God. So many questions. Why was he sat like that? Why was he sat by himself? Like, the internet actually acts fast because the inauguration was on Wednesday, right? Thursday, Friday, memes are out on Thursday, and by Friday Bernie Sanders has t-shirts and jumpers you can buy with him on it, the meme on it, and apparently like all the donations are going to charity. But I'm like, that was so quick. And it's the fact that there's now like a Bernie Sanders filter on Snapchat and Instagram, and
I love it.
People have just like put Bernie in loads of different situations, and it's hilarious.
I have loads of questions too, though. Like, where was his hat? Where was his gloves? Well, no, his gloves were on. I'm sorry. How could you miss him? Where was his scarf, though? Like, he was cold. Where was his hand warmers?
Like, it was everything, though. It was like, it was the coat, it was the gloves, it was the fact that his legs crossed, his arms across the mask, the expression, the fact that he was just on his own. Like, I don't understand.
Oh my God, that's literally so funny. He was like the highlight. One of the best things that came out of the inauguration was that Bernie Sanders meme. And I didn't even know they were selling shirts. And now I'm like, damn, I should buy one.
I kind of want one now.
Let me look
like, you won't try like Joe Biden on it, but Bernie Sanders sitting at the inauguration, I will buy that.
That's so funny. Oh my God. And like, did you guys see the cartoon of him? Because it was like, there's like a cartoon version of like him sitting with his mask on, and like, it's hilarious. It's $45 a t-shirt is. It's more of like a sweatshirt crew neck. But yeah, they're selling it. His chairman is selling it. I'm like, wow, maybe I'll buy one because this is pretty funny.
Yeah, I need to see that. I need to see that immediately. That sounds amazing.
I'll shoot it over to you guys. Oh my God, they're sold out. Actually, you can't buy them anymore.
Why would you do that to me? I was ready to empty my bank account right now.
Literally, right now. I was literally about to buy one right now. And they're $45 on the Bernie Sanders, like shop.berniesanders.com. So everybody can kind of just get their bookmarks ready on the computer. But it says, due to an overwhelming demand for this item, it will be 4 to 6 weeks until you receive your sweatshirts. Like, what?
Ew. Is that necessary? Can't they... tomorrow. Why?
I can literally just print it out. Literally, like, I can just print it out and iron it on a t-shirt, guys. But I want to support Bernie.
I just feel like the moral of the story, your inauguration was lit. The outfits were incredible. Bernie is an icon. And I just think the world needs to come together and agree to never talk about Trump's presidency ever again.
Ever again. Ever again. 100%. Like, I want you guys to like skip him. Like, when they go over how many presidents we had, and they're like, why does it skip number? And everyone goes, don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say the number. We don't even acknowledge that number anymore.
So, they can say the number. They just say 45 and that's it.
That's it. You know how like you can't say Mary's name 3 times in the mirror? That'll be like saying Trump's name.
Indeed. So I was definitely here for the Cheetah Girl outfits and the inauguration, but this has been great. Thank you so much for joining us, Daisy.
Thank you, guys. Oh my gosh, I appreciate it, and thanks for chatting with me about our fucked up system in America. It's always been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, and everyone listening, make sure you go and listen to Daisy's Diary podcast.
Yay! And make sure you subscribe here.
And if you want to share your thoughts on the episode, use the hashtag #BlackBrokeAndBrilliant on Twitter or message us on our Insta page. You know what to do.
Like, give us a follow, leave us a rating if you're listening on Apple. Share it with your mums, your grands, and your friends.
And we'll be back next Thursday. I've been Ivy.
I've been Samira. Thanks for listening.
Bye.